What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FBT podcast number.
Wow.
Do you know the number, Brian? Just go ahead and guess. What's the number of the podcast?
Both your mics really well.
One.
Yes, you did it.
118.
Wow. No. What was last week? Go ahead.
11.
111.
So what's this week? Yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised I got it as close as I did.
Recording live January 26, 2017. If you didn't know by now, I'm with Brian. Oh, and with Bridget. Say hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Can you see your head? Can they see your head?
No, they can't.
I don't have a lower third for that. Sorry.
Whoops. There you go. And then the lovely, the beautiful, you know him, you love him, Lucas Ciprian, everybody.
Hey.
You would think that the Indians won the World Series, but they didn't.
Call them the Windians.
I just like the Indians. Can I like...
Yes, you can.
You're allowed to wear...
Go away. Go to the next person.
I live in Cleveland now, so yes, you are allowed to wear that.
Speaking of Windians and winning, what? Jordan Brown, everybody.
That didn't even make sense.
Well, Jordan wins at stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I went to the Cavs game and they lost last night.
All right. Well, how you doing, Jordan?
I'm good.
Your picture's not upside down
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hung it finally. This room's coming together a little better.
It looks like it. It looks like you're settling in. Do you like it so far?
Yeah. Yes. It's now week 2, I think. I don't know. I've been here for a while and I like it. It's really nice. Hi, Brian.
Can you pick up that kitten?
Yeah, pick up that
kitten. Yeah, give me the kitten.
Scooper.
So there's a new kitten in town. We don't have a name yet. I put a poll out on Twitter. This is the little kitten. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I wish you could see it.
You have to be in the thumbnail. Okay. Sorry, you had to do the thumbnail. This is Kitten. I don't know. I think she's 9 weeks old or so.
9 weeks.
She has little worms in her tummy.
Okay.
Oh.
You could probably put
terrible.
Her down if you want.
I know. She's okay, though. She just came from the bed.
Put her down as in, like, place her down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put her down on the
Jesus,
ground.
Jesus, Brian, wording.
You should place her on the floor.
There you go, Brian.
Of death.
Kitten.
Oh, she's so cute. I finally see it.
So... it's on you. It's been on you this whole time.
I know where she's going.
Audio listeners, nope. If you want to see the beautiful kitten, youtube.com/frontpagetech will get you the video version of the show.
It will.
Did you get it, Brian? And she's gone. So it's a girl. We don't have a name yet. I was thinking Latte. Then I was thinking Mocha because Mocha sounds better. I put out a poll on Twitter and Mocha is winning the poll
original,
by a lot.
The original that you wanted, though, was Canna.
Yeah, Canna. Canna Worms. Canna Worms. I think that
some
would
people
have been
didn't
perfect.
Like that one.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. So I reached out on Twitter and I said, I'll give a $20 gift card to the best name, to the person that comes up with the best name. So there's been a bunch of people replying. First of all, I just want to say right off the bat, in case you hear this and you don't see my tweet when I actually pick a name. No, Hitler didn't win. Also, somebody said 7, just the number 7. That also didn't win. Sorry. Sorry to break it to
also,
you.
Also, Cat was on there?
Yeah. No, Cat does not win.
Appreciate the try. Really, you know.
Cat with a K?
No, just C.
Like just the word cat.
Yeah. Oh.
I know.
Maximum effort.
So I was thinking, and I don't know how to make it work, but that's what, see, we're all smart people. We're here together. We're here to brainstorm. We're here to make something exist that didn't exist yesterday.
Like a kitten?
That was fucking deep.
Maybe
that's literally what we do.
Maybe something
we're here to make things exist that didn't exist yesterday. But that's a t-shirt or a fortune cookie or something.
Maybe some things just shouldn't exist though.
No, shut up. So, okay, Jordan.
Yes.
Think of this. What about a service, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That ensures
Great.
That you always thank you. Yes. That ensures that you always have a kitten. It's a kitten recycling service. And then we give you a kitten. We give you a kitten. The kitten gets to a certain age. It's not a cute kitten anymore. And you give it back to us. We give the grown cat to someone that wants a grown cat, and you get another kitten. So you'll always have a kitten, and it's like $20 a month.
But where are the people that want the grown kitten? Who are they? Are they paying for a service as well?
You know, whenever you go to a car lot and you have to buy like a really old shitty minivan.
Go on.
Everyone needs shitty minivans.
Okay.
Grown cats.
The shitty minivan is the cat, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like the older cat.
That sucks.
So no. We could either.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
No, why not?
It's kind of cruel.
Because oh, like cruel?
You get you get attached to that kitten. That's what happens when you're signing up for
a kitten recycling service. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds terrible, first off.
Well, I have to work out the name, Jordan.
I don't like it. You're not making a good case for me here.
Like kitty
this
recall.
Is terrible.
So like, I'm not saying we're planning on anything, but if we were to come to you for a round of funding and ask you to invest, you're going to say no.
Yeah, most likely.
Damn it. Lucas.
Well, I mean, think about the cat. Like, it gets attached to you. It gets attached to us, like to
people,
remember. And then you rip it away. And
it'll
like,
be
fuck.
A baby. Yeah,
it'll be a baby,
dead
and it won't
now.
Remember. Lucas, you're a cat kind of guy.
Yes, I have.
Kitten recycling service.
Not good.
Why?
Call it something else.
I call it a kitty recall. No.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Kitty recall. Yes.
You don't really know what that. You know, someone's like, "Oh, that's an interesting
like
name.
A
what's that mean?"
Rescue center for cats.
No,
or
that's lame.
No.
Okay, I didn't know we were trying to be like fucking flashy and.
We're
shit.
Trying to be
okay.
edgy.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotta be a good memorable domain name. Kitty recall. Is that taken, Brian? I'm not fucking around right now.
Kittyrecall.com. I'm sure it is.
I think you need to figure out something a little more productive, John.
This is as productive as it gets.
I feel like, no, yeah, Jordan's completely correct.
Not a thing.
Let's derail for a minute. I have a good story for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So earlier I said that I was at the Cavs game. Yeah, last night, right?
Yeah.
I went to the Cavs game last night. Correct. There's two parts to this, and I might as well just do both right now. Because I went to the Cavs game, and then after the Cavs game, we went to Jack's Casino, which is like across the street from the Q, the Quicken Loans Arena. So I'm at the Cavs game with Emily and her friend and
holy
two
shit.
Other
okay, sorry, Jordan. I love you. Kitty recall's not taken. Okay, continue.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
At the Cavs game.
I don't even want to talk anymore.
No,
please.
We need you.
So,
no, the Q.
Right. So, show up and the day before, I bought four tickets on Flash Seats, $20 a piece. Great. Okay. Upper section like 2.
You go to a Cavs game for $20?
Yeah.
That's as much as Kitty recall.
Yeah. We took four people.
The more time
me,
you say
Emily,
it, the more
and two friends.
Of a chance it's going to get taken.
We're all the way at the top. Great
all
seats. Cool.
Sorry.
Her friend used to work like front office for the Cavs, and she knew somebody, and somebody was sitting down like not super close, but like in the lower levels that we've never sat before. So we moved down there. Great. Even cooler view. Well, I'm in like the back row, like right up against the wall, right before the club seats. Really cool. But like, I'm sitting in the aisle is like directly in front of me. Well, I kind of like dropped my phone.
Oh no.
And it just went down the stairs like a fucking slinky and it never stopped. It just went.
Oh my God. How fucking sad.
Is it destroyed?
No, not quite. But I did crack it. Not terribly. It's still pretty bad though.
Oh shit.
That sucks. Oh boy.
And it landed right, it hit right on
the curb. You would think
it'd
be worse, though, for how it fell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it literally kept going. It went out of my sight. It went so far, like, two sections over, somebody got up and was like, phone? And, like, I'm walking over, like, I didn't know where it went. Because, like, have you ever seen, like, in the stadium sometimes, like, the aisle goes down and then, like, it splits into two and then, like, goes around a stairwell and keeps going down? Well, right. It's like, my phone went down the stairs, took a left, and started going down the other set of stairs. Not kidding.
Oh
like,
God.
I'm not making this shit up. It just
holy
kept going.
Fuck.
I look at Emily and she's like, I thought it was going to stop like 15 flights up. Like, it just, I thought it was, because I was like, oh, I dropped my phone. It's just going to stop right there. But it went, dunk, dunk.
That's crazy.
Way, all the way over there. It sucks. The phone still works. Whatever. Best Buy protection.
Yeah.
I think I can replace it for $200. So,
that's not
whatever.
Terrible.
Yeah, shit happens. Like, I'm not really that worried about it. I'm not mad because the situation was pretty hilarious.
Right. Too bad your camera wasn't going when it happened.
Yeah.
I had my...
Too bad, huh?
Yeah, I know. Well, and the thing is I also, like, while we were there, I brought my Nikon to, like, and I had my ultra wide and I was taking some cool shots. And, like, I was like, I don't care, drop my phone, not the camera. Like, I don't have a protection plan on the camera. I have a protection plan on my phone. But to make it up, this was the cool part.
What an awful decision to have to make.
Right. So, remember how I said I went to Jack's casino across the street afterwards? Yeah. Well, I played $20 in a Game of Thrones machine, like a slot machine for Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, I saw awesome. Your Snapchat.
You saw that? I won $65.
Holy fuck.
There you go.
Off of 20. So it's like, all right.
Okay, yeah.
This is fine. Whatever.
This is fine.
Yeah. So that was my night last night.
Well, Brian and I, we went to a casino around here.
Oh, God.
Years ago.
Yes.
It's the only time I ever went to a casino. And what a fucking mistake. Because it was like your typical casino experience.
Yeah.
We went there. We actually won money. Mm-hmm. We started out with like $5 each. And once we were like $50 in, we're like, oh, we could totally just keep going.
Yeah.
And then fucking lost it all.
That's what happened to me is like I put in 20. I just started hitting like the, not the lowest bet, but like the second bet. It was like $2. And like I was just hitting that one and like it went up. And it went up, like it was like $17 one, like, and then I was like down a little bit. And then like this game came up that's like bonus rounds. You got 7 free spins. I won like $40 on that. And then out of nowhere, I'm at 70. I was like, okay, I'm going to play a little bit more. And I lost $4 or $5. I was like, nope, done.
And you were smart enough. Yeah.
And I cashed out.
Yeah, you were smart enough perfect. To get the fuck out.
And it was Game of Thrones themes? Like what was frenzy about it?
It's just the characters, and like sometimes like Cersei or Jon Snow would come up and like say something.
You've won.
Like I think it really was just excerpts like from the show. It'd be so great. It's kind of really cool.
You fucking lose all your money. You see Ned's head get cut off. Oh shit!
Oh, not that really happens. Cool, by the way, not a spoiler.
Spoilers.
Dumbledore. I mean, come on! It's almost season 7. Yeah. I'm sure people know.
This just in. Yes. I don't own kittyrecall.com. It was taken. So I officially own kittenrecall.com.
You're fucked up.
Officially mine.
Why? Why? Why?
Because it's a great idea.
You will
idea.
Never use that for anything ever.
You don't know. I'm going to redirect to spectrumswapper.com.
I will cut you.
Oh my god, I feel like that has to be the name of the podcast now.
I will
this episode.
Cut I will
kittenrecall.com. Or I will cut you. That's just as good.
Oh god.
Honestly, if I saw that on my sub feed, I'd get it. So, I got an espresso machine.
Oh Jesus.
Did you?
I did.
I want one.
Man, and I'm taking a far dive from last week.
I know. Yeah. It has done nothing for me.
You couldn't kick off caffeine?
Wait, it's done nothing for you?
You already got an espresso.
No. I mean, it has done nothing for me.
It'll ruin his life.
But just make me always sweat and shaky.
Hold up your arm right now. I want to see.
Sweat?
The damage.
You see it?
No, that so gross. Is a completely unrelated problem.
No, it's the same.
No, it's actually the knot.
It's actually the knot.
It's not.
No, it's really the greatest thing ever. I like, so I had a couple, there's a lot of stuff. I'm not going to go into my life fucking story right now. I put out an update video, you know, there's like stuff happening and like, I just kind of was like, well, I'm just going to wait for all this stuff to happen. Yeah. Cause my move wasn't really up to me.
Yeah.
It's up to a certain company. That's as much as I can say there. And I'm waiting, for said company to be like, come
let's
on
go.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think usually I'm all in control of my life.
Well,
mostly.
As much as you can be.
Well, I mean, that's part of like why I do front page tech and why I don't have a normal job because I can't handle that. So I need to like have control of shit. And... Yes. I don't have control of this, and it, like, has fucked me up.
Yeah.
And I'm not I wasn't depressed, but I was...
You were...
I was literally just waiting.
You were John Prest.
I was John Prest. And then... This is so fucked up. This is all together. I got this espresso machine, and I'm and always having caffeine in my body has just made me this happy, giggly person.
It's made you into a fucking crazy person. That's what it's done.
Yeah, a funny crazy person though. So there's.
I need one.
Yeah,
me and Emily have been wanting one. Like here,
they're really nice.
There's kind of nowhere to put it.
Well, like so, I got the machine. The thing that I like the most about it is.
From where and how much? I want to know.
I got it from Target, and it was like, I think it was like $80 or something.
Oh, that's not bad. It does everything. Does it do like frothing and everything too?
Yeah, it's got a steamer on it.
Oh, cool.
Which is fucking tits, by the way. And it's worth it just for the steamer. I think, though, I like espresso more from my AeroPress. Jordan, do you know what that is?
Yes. The thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the French press thing.
The fucking best coffee you could ever make.
French press is good.
No, not a French press.
I thought it was a French press machine, though.
No, no, no. It's okay. So they.
I mean, I remember it, but I thought it was French
press.
They
actually use this, like, at coffee competitions because it gets you, like, it's just the cleanest tasting coffee. It gets the acid out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
So, like, it's just a tube, and you fucking shove the tube through the other tube, and boom, coffee.
You literally fucking.
So, like, with a French press, you have to let it steep, you let it sit there, and then you push the grounds through. And then you're just left with coffee. This, you put the grounds in the tube, and you push water straight through it. So it doesn't steep or anything.
Yeah.
It just forcibly, through air, shits out coffee.
You manually
I know.
Yeah.
So you take the giant tube plunger, and you put it through the other tube, and you push it through the grinds, and the water comes out. It's coffee. Boom. It's delicious. Fucking amazing. So I think I'm going to, tomorrow, or later tonight... No, tomorrow. Bad idea. I'm going to use the AeroPress and then use the steamer from the espresso machine and see how things go.
Now, could you create espresso with the machine or with the AeroPress or what?
Yeah.
I must be confused. I thought you needed to have it like concentrated or something.
So the way espresso works is just through pressure.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's the difference between like a regular drip coffee machine and an espresso machine is just the amount of sheer pressure that goes through. Right. Yeah. That's why, like, at the top of my espresso machine is that fucking safety cap.
Yeah.
Because there's so much pressure coming out.
Yeah.
So, it's the same fucking thing. Yeah. But you're doing it with your hand.
This is just an idea. Could you put coffee through an AeroPress, get it, like, out, and then put more grounds in, and then use that same coffee and push it back through?
I mean, yeah.
I wonder I wonder if...
That would probably kill you. Probably instant heart attack.
Well, you gotta try
it then. I feel like the water... that you're using is like kind of reaching like maximum coffee efficiency.
It's probably thicker.
Probably.
Probably have to like sit on it to really push it through. Which you laugh at.
Yeah.
but oh fuck. Chris Perillo used to do that.
What?
I was no fucking joke. I was at his house and the motherfucker has an AeroPress and he hurt his little hands, his little hands.
Okay.
Doctor told him not to do that anymore because it was fucking up like feeling in his fingers from pushing the AeroPress through.
Wow.
So he would literally put the cup on the floor, put the AeroPress on the cup, and then sit on the AeroPress to push it through.
Thanks for that info.
Chris Perillo, everybody.
Go ahead and text him that.
Yeah, don't text him.
Or tweet.
Tweet him.
tell him how you know that he makes coffee with his butt.
That he presses coffee with his ass.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, wait.
Lucas,
I don't have a kazoo again.
Oh, thank God.
Forgive me.
Oh, darn.
John, do I need to buy you more?
No.
I have them.
Do I need to say it again?
No, say what?
I will cut you.
Bitch.
Hang on.
What in the world?
Lucas and Brad!
You started too high.
Stick to your day job.
How was your week?
Not you woke the kitten. That.
Oh, sorry, kitten. How was your week?
Oh, it was great.
Was it really great?
Doing Lucas things.
What are Lucas things? Go ahead and list them.
Sitting here staring at my monitor.
Sounds good. Sounds like a Lucas thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm moving my hands and legs sometimes.
Sounds like my fucking life.
You know.
Sometimes moving my hands.
No, it's... pretty boring week, actually.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of ways to make it better than that, but it's not. So
if I could take the boring away from your week and replace it with kittenrecall.com.
Oh, my God.
No, 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 no.
I love that idea. I don't know why.
That is a startup that is meant to fail.
No, nah, it's fine.
Okay. I'm How much research have you actually done on a kitten? Good talk.
Well,
okay.
None yet.
Moving on.
The kitten I have has worms in its tummy, so not a lot of research. Oh, fuck. So, well, okay, so it's in the office, mean, right? It's doing its little squeaky sure. kitten meow thing. That's pretty accurate, Brian. It's walking around the office okay. like, okay, how the fuck do I get out? I need to poop. So Brian's like, I think it has to poop. So I picked it up. I put it in the litter box.
It immediately pissed.
And then it's like, it starts digging. It takes a little cute kitty tinkle. And Brian's sitting in the office. And the litter box is a few rooms away.
Can we reenact this real quick from what I heard?
Yeah, you can do it from your end. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So I'm just sitting here on my phone.
And sitting here on your phone.
John places the kitten in the litter box.
Which is a couple rooms away. He can't see this.
And then all I hear is John's reaction. He goes, oh, it's a little kitty piss. And then you're watching it pee, and then you go, and then you fucking run out of the room. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And you're like, he's like, she dug a little hole, and then just shit her brains out. He's like,
that's what she looked me dead in the eyes and just went, like this little kitten body. It was like someone took her
evil.
And just squeezed her, just went, like a whoopee cushion, and she shit all over the wall. All
right. John, I'm pretty sure you've done that.
It looked like chocolate pudding.
Stop.
John, have you not done that before?
Stop.
I'll do it. I do it every day. There's been
no.
No, just, listen.
No.
Jordan's reaction.
You don't need to know. Okay. God,
so there was this one time at
fucking
bank camp.
Podcast. We talk about poop.
Okay, I know, but it took a while this time. So I no.
22 minutes.
Okay.
To be exact.
Okay. So I've told multiple stories where I've been sick, and I've either did I tell the story about how I shit in the office.
Oh, yep. You shouldn't.
Yes.
On the podcast, I told that story. Okay.
I think so.
Making sure
I've also
the
told
bases.
A story about how
Where
I was
Where else would
how
you
I was
have
sick.
Told it, John?
And I
the other
up,
podcast?
And I threw up in a sink and shit in my hand. Had to make that decision, which I don't wish on anybody.
I don't remember that one.
There was a time where I was on my way home. I'm driving, and I got a poop. You feel it coming, right? And you're just fucking sitting your little asshole trying to make it flat on the car seat so it doesn't release anything.
I wouldn't think making
you know
it
what I mean.
Flat
you know, like the pressure cap on the espresso
no.
machine. I was using the car
no.
seat as the pressure
no.
cap for my asshole.
No, your freaking ass was not freaking AeroPress.
So what I did was I was like, I'm not gonna make it. I might make it.
Up your
I
ass.
Park, I get home, I run to the bathroom with feet of fury, and then I go to sit, and as soon as I even so much as bend my body, I shit on the wall. Just all over the back of the toilet.
When was this?
Oh,
how do you...
A couple years, probably not even a couple years ago. Lucas, you cannot sit there and tell me you have shit on the wall before.
I think you can, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think
Jordan, not that you, know, my, you know the struggle?
No.
When a brother shits on the wall?
No.
Oh, damn it. Brian, sorry. You know. You can't just shake your head. Ever.
You're by yourself on this
no,
one.
No, this happens to everyone.
Brian is shaking his head.
So, I have a non-poop related question.
Question?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Have either of you... You not, John, because why would you ever do this?
Right.
Have either of you ever used a mouse? Two mice at a time? Shit, on a computer?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you can do that?
You see what I mean?
Oh my god!
So, I'm playing an MMO. I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 a lot. I need my Naga with the 12 buttons. And I have right. a regular, normal mouse. Is there a fucking easy way to like switch between them without having like pulling awkwardly in the desk and then hitting it and making it move? You know what I mean? Is there
no.
an elegant way to do this?
I mean, unless you can figure out how to turn one into, like, non-physical matter.
I don't know. That might not be available yet.
Right, yeah, so...
Because it's so fucking annoying.
Sucks.
Yeah. I just want to be able to switch them very
easily. I
don't
know what to tell you.
You guys are letting me down right now. Very disappointed.
Yeah, sorry.
I just had a random, whenever you were talking about your Lucas-y thing, it reminded me that I had a
yeah,
mouse.
Yeah, when you're like, Lucas, how was your week? And he's like, oh, doing Lucas-y stuff. You just imagine him sitting there with two mice, mouses,
well, no,
his little hands. Like,
no, I just, probably not. I mean,
I expect a gif of that, by the way, people.
No, that really, yeah. That
I give you these moments, and you waste them.
We waste the moments.
Yeah. Speaking of wasting fucking moments, people, let me have a talk with you people, not Ryan, not Lucas,
you
not
people.
Jordan. Let me clarify. When I say you people, I mean everyone else that's not Jordan, Brian, and Lucas.
We don't
because
think you're being offensive, John. Please move on.
The four of us are way above the rest of everybody else.
I'm not included. I'm not including myself in that.
Hey, John, no. Pause for a second.
Pausing. Emily!
Hey, what's up?
That was my horn. Oh.
Talking to here. And
what was it?
Hey, what's up?
She makes her FPT podcast debut.
Hello.
Weighing in
I'm
at
real,
Emily
I
amount
swear.
Of pounds. Say what?
I actually live with someone right now. She said she's real.
This is their proof.
Yes.
Actress.
I've talked about.
This is my proof of identity.
Your proof of life. So
yeah, proof of life.
Emily, can she hear me?
Yes, she can hear me. I turned the speakers on.
Okay. If you had one thing to say to the world right now on a podcast, this is your debut, and you have one thing to tell the people.
No pressure.
What is it?
Always be kind to each other.
Oh, wow. That really backfired on me. I was damn it.
We went from talking
about
poop.
Yeah, exactly. We go from talking about shit.
What was I supposed to say?
No, that's the thing. You broke me. I was supposed, because when I get presented with an opportunity of like, hey, what do you want to tell the kids? I've been known to say things like, don't do drugs, Hitler. And and you actually came out and said something great. And now I look bad.
Not sure what
I wish
you were
my podcast
John.
Debut went better. Say what, Lucas?
I'm not sure what you were expecting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Enough. That's very true. I don't know what I expected her to say. But not that.
Sorry to let you down.
Now I look bad. Now I just look terrible.
For once.
Also, don't do drugs, Hitler. That is a very deep phrase if you think about it.
It's pretty valid, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If the kids would just sit down and really think, just go to the corner. Okay, kids. If then by kids I mean anyone that's not 15. I don't know why that's the specific age. Go to your bed
after 15. Do all the drugs you want.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
Go sit in the corner, put your little headphones on, and listen to my voice when I say, "Don't do drugs, Hitler," and then think about what that means to you. Just think about
it.
You're inside.
And then listen to my voice and say, yeah, just don't listen to him.
Well, this is coming from the same guy that says he's going to cut you. So who do you want to trust here?
Agreed.
At least I had reason to.
To cut me?
Well, I mean, referring
listen,
to
a lot
Hitler
of serial killers
and telling
start
him
out
not
that
to
way,
do
Lucas.
Drugs would make sense if he was, like, alive.
It's a good point.
He is alive. That's the thing. Everyone just thinks Hitler died,
he's
but
he's not.
He totally
dead.
Didn't.
Is he hiding with Elvis, Michael Jackson,
yeah,
and
he's
JFK?
Yeah, specifically JFK. Of all the people
who's
Hitler
that,
behind
who's that guy
with.
That's supposed to be buried in, like, the football stadium? Like,
Jimmy Hoffa?
Who's Jimmy Hoffa?
You never heard of Jimmy Hoffa?
Who's Jimmy
Maybe
Hoffa?
He's not dead, too.
Wait, time out,
Are
people.
You Jimmy Hoffa?
Who the fuck is Jimmy Hoffa?
You never heard of Jimmy Hoffa?
Who's Hoffa?
Are you kidding?
Brian, explain this to
You're
me.
You're moving to New York, and you don't know Jimmy Hoffa?
Could you just tell me who the fuck Jimmy Hoffa is, and I would be happy?
At this point, no.
Lucas, Jimmy Hoffa.
This is a Google search you're going to have to do after this.
Jordan, Emily, somebody, help, please.
Not helping.
Jimmy Hoffa. Damn it.
Unless you want to help. Who Jimmy Hoffa?
Well, now I'm disappointed.
Apparently the kid farted on
Bridget. He was like an American freaking labor union leader.
How the
something.
Fuck would I know that person?
Because
we
he
all
was
know
an
it.
Activist. And he
an
was
activist of what?
You just said it.
Apparently he wasn't activisting enough because I don't know who the fuck he was.
You don't know a lot of things.
I know.
There's a lot of
you
things
know.
You don't know.
I know that you are a fucker.
Wow, you got me there.
That's what I know.
You don't know Jimmy Hoffa, but you know Brian's a fucker. Okay.
You're damn straight. No, Lucas is wearing Indians attire. Is that official gear from MLB.com?
No, it's not.
Is it from Old Navy?
No, it's not.
Where's it from?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
So that's probably official, huh?
I don't know.
Dick's?
Dick's are official.
Dick's hamburgers are great.
Who?
Dick's hamburgers?
No, they're pretty awful, sorry.
Where is that at?
Wait, what Brian, are we,
talking
we
about? Had Dick's! You ate Dick's! You put the Dick's in your mouth!
All right.
Seattle?
Yes, in Seattle, where the Dick's are. You okay. went to
sure
Seattle just
really
to put the Dick's in your mouth.
I don't think that was the only reason, but yeah, I remember.
It was
remember
one of
now.
Them. They were just the Dick's. It was soggy.
Yeah, that shit kind of pissed
it
me off.
It was sticky and sticky. It was soggy and a little floppy.
Wasn't that good? While you're ahead, please.
Wasn't that good?
What pissed you off about Dick's?
I was like, they're like, all of our burgers come with this, 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 and this. I'm like, well, I don't like that last this. They're like, sorry, can't do it. It has to go that way. You can't just not.
Dick's. So it's a burger joint. There's a couple. I went to a different one last time I was in Seattle.
Okay.
It was better. Okay. It was inside, too. You got to eat inside like a
were
fucking
food. Were the fries
food.
Not made of rubber?
Yeah. The fries were not made of rubber. But that's how it is. You walk up, they
or
have certain burgers that are a certain way, and that's it. You don't get an option.
The guy gave me a pre-canned excuse. He's like, sorry, we can't do custom orders. It takes too much time. I'm like, well, I'm asking you to do less work.
Yeah, put so less like, things on it.
Yeah, so if you just do that, like, I'd take care of the rest myself. You just don't put the thing
like?
On it.
What didn't you like?
I just didn't want mayonnaise, because it was only mayonnaise.
Why don't you like mayonnaise?
Well, I prefer ketchup on a burger.
Why can't you have both?
It's too much sauce.
No, Brian.
You're like swimming. It's like
mayonnaise
swimming.
Is the glue that holds the burger together.
Also really, really oily. It's good on subs. Not
I mean,
burgers.
Would you get it mayonnaise at a place named Dick's?
There you
think
go.
About that.
Yeah, exactly. See what I mean?
Mayonnaise at Dick's is special.
Yes, yes, it is.
It's real special.
Yeah. Oh, Emily's gone. I cut to Jordan. She's
yeah,
she gone.
Left.
She's poof, gone.
She was never real.
Magic trick.
It was all an illusion.
Speaking of fucking magic tricks.
No, Brian,
tricks.
Don't fucking do this to me right now. Go ahead. Follow me on Snapchat. Username is John Prosser.
So John wanted to fucking go to Chipotle last night, and he made sure to show me his fucking espresso machine, and we went there after he had drinking an espresso he made himself. So he was fucking
drinking.
Wired.
Good. Oh, I was. That's an understatement.
And we're sitting in fucking Chipotle eating, and I'm texting somebody, and he's fucking yelling at me, Brian. Brian. Brian, look at me! And he's like stamping his feet.
I almost said in Seattle. In Chipotle.
And I look at him, I'm like, what, John? What the fuck do you want? He goes, can you use my phone and film me doing a magic trick?
Well, fuck you! When we walked in, I did one. We were gonna fucking pay.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that.
And I did the card thing. Oh, hang on.
I use my card.
Shut up. This is Brian's debit card, if anyone's interested. Enhance the picture.
Enhance.
So I just did that. I was like, we got a pan and spit it out of my mouth. And that was already on Snapchat. So I was like, let's continue the trend.
Okay. So we're sitting at the table. And he's like, just film me with make this chip disappear. And I fucking.
Oh, by the way, side note, Brian has a fucking Harambe wallet. Just thought everyone should know that. Go ahead.
That's awesome.
Is it though?
Who was that?
Jordan?
Me?
Oh, it sounded so different.
Okay.
It sounded just like Jordan has always sounded.
It has 1999 to 2016 on the back. Go ahead, Brian. A magic trick filming?
That's it.
Oh, you got through the story?
And then you fucking Whoa. Threw away your entire tray of Chipotle stuff.
Well, I thought it was...
You almost threw up in the restaurant from laughing too hard.
I had it stuck in my throat.
You flicked rice at a kid as he walked by.
I did not. He looked at me, so I decided not to, because he made eye contact with me and he knew I was going to flick the rice at him. I'm fucking 23 years old. What am I doing with my life, Brian? This is my realization.
And then John...
Kid was like 16. It may be 16.
John very nicely offered to throw away all of our trash. But he just fucking dumped all the trays they gave us and the baskets where they put your food in the garbage and walked away. And I fucking told him and he doubled over in the booth cracking up.
Speaking of... Just walking away... I got gas yesterday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I paid for it.
I won't spoil it this time.
Yeah, don't, Lucas. I paid
Don't tweet
for,
it out then.
I paid for gasoline. And the Bridget just left.
Yeah, he knows what's coming.
I paid for gasoline, and then I just drove away. Like, I paid for it in the gas station. I walked out. I got in the car, and then I drove away. I wonder what that looked like.
Insane.
To the people I just gave money to.
Stupid.
Well, I've also done a thing like where I left the nozzle.
That are stupid on purpose sometimes. Cause
I did not do that. Why the fuck would I do that on purpose? That's like, here's $20, buy.
You did it on purpose so you could tell us in podcast.
Yeah. Why would I do it then? I could just tell it on the podcast and it didn't happen.
He's a method actor.
So that you like actually have real proof that like you're not lying.
Yeah. And just in case the fans go to the nearest Shell gas station and ask if there was a
you're
transaction.
Just being a dumbass.
Why say that? Like a transaction.
He's just so hyper.
It's better
too much
this
espresso.
Way.
Yeah, that espresso machine.
John, I should confiscate that from you.
Break. Say what, Jordan?
I said we should confiscate that from you because
no,
we need one.
No, it's fine.
You're irresponsible.
Well, I was saying, oh yeah, I have also driven off with the nozzle from a gas pump
in
the car.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's
ripped
you're
it
much
off.
Worse.
Just completely ripped it off the gas pump.
You're lucky that those normally have like disconnects so that right. when that does happen,
so
that
they
just
know that people like me are fuckers.
Idiots yeah. is a better word.
I did, and I drove back with it going off the road.
How far did you get?
Down the road.
Okay, like a
decent
I
didn't even know.
Wow.
And then I the guy, so it was Yasser.
Okay.
We know this guy at the gas station. And I just like, I fucking walked it back up like a dead snake.
Like, I did this.
Like, and he was just standing outside, and I just presented him with this thing.
Probably like, God damn it, John.
And I was like,
John,
oh. I was like,
I really
do you want
wish,
me to pay
like,
for this? And he's like, no, 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 it's fine.
I really it wish was I was like somebody there to just see this car drive by with the
like there's only
the
like it's
that?
So obvious what happened. There's nothing else that looks like the fucking nozzle from a gas station.
Coming out of your gas tank.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like there's no hiding it. You drive by my car and you're like, oh yeah, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
The drive back of shame.
Yeah, really.
It's just bouncing off the road.
Oh, God.
It is what it is, man. I never said I was perfect.
Yeah, it's something for sure.
I bought knives yesterday. You got
to oh, we something. Went to a great store, yeah.
Forget what it's called.
I mean, it might give
knife
away too many locations.
It was called something. And They had a bunch good. Of things. They had dream catchers.
So,
they had penguins. They had little bear statues. And then they had full-on fucking swords, daggers, and knives.
They had, like, Damascus steel katanas and, like, hidden baton
oh,
knives.
And the fucking keyblade.
They had keyblades. They had fucking Naruto swords, pepper spray, handcuffs.
Pink handcuffs.
Throwing knives. Like, Jesus. It was, like, one side of the
fuzzy
store.
Handcuffs?
One side of the store
just
was,
like fuzzy handcuffs?
No.
Yes.
One side of the store was like an anime wet dream, and the other side was like
penguins.
Furry wet dream? I don't like the other opposite.
And the guy that checked That's us out, weird. Brian, said he thinks he's a furry.
He was wearing a paw necklace.
That's usually the giveaway, right?
Like, yeah, like a wolf paw.
I can confirm we have a couple
like
furries in the audience.
That's fine. Aww. Whatever. Hey, whatever you're into. But it was very clearly, like, you know, geared towards certain hobbies.
Certain hobbies.
But this is like one of the few instances, like most of the time you go to a store, you don't really ask anybody for help unless it's like a totally like a fucking like an auto parts store.
There's a bug on the soft
Holy
box.
Shit.
That's a really big bug.
It's a stink bug.
Ah! Hang on. I've got it. I've
it's
got it. I fucking
bug.
Got
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
It's not going to kill you.
This is going to hit my camera. This is a mistake, but I'd rather be mistake than killed by
Bridget's
a stink bug.
Moving the kitten.
I fucking nailed it. Perfectly.
Where'd it go?
It's dead.
It's on the fucking wall
it's
right here.
It's dead. Is it dead?
No,
why?
It's
why?
It's alive. Why no, would you Jonathan, I swear to God.
Harambe must
no.
avenge his death.
Give me my wallet. Give me my
wallet. You can't hurt anybody anymore.
Give me the
Damn
wallet.
It. Okay, oh here, take God. Your fucking wallet. I'm gonna fucking kill you, stink bug.
You
Damn
missed.
It. Brian, help!
Why are you trying to kill the stink bug?
He's gonna kill or be killed, Lucas! Use bat
slut. Or just pick
head.
It up, throw it out the window, and
I've got
move
bat
on
slut.
With life.
I've got bat slut. Well, it's just her head, but it's just as good. Oh, I fucking got it.
Where'd it go?
Got him! Is it dead?
Probably not.
Is it gone? Where is it? I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
I don't think it's fine.
I looked back at Jordan. He's not in this. Looked back at Lucas. He's also not in this. It's just you and me and the stink bug. And the stink bug's dead.
No, it's not dead. It's still alive somewhere.
Brian, there's no way it outlived the attack of bat slut.
You pissed it off.
No, it's dead.
It's going to fucking stink it's in dead. Your face.
It's fucking gone. It's dead. Lucas, how's it going?
Whenever you guys are done.
Oh, it's fucking done. We killed the fuck out of it.
Does it smell like yet? It's not
Do you dead. Think they'll call ASPCA?
I don't think they specialize in that, I'll be honest.
I don't know if the fans are... How's Kitten?
She's fine.
Okay, good. Bridget, how are you going to leave the kitten?
She's not.
Like, if you could see... Bridget looks like a fucking mother, trying to get off the sinking Titanic, not letting go of her child.
She sent me a text while she was cuddling the kitten, and it says, she's mine.
What happened to your camera, Brian?
I don't know.
Oh, we can show Bridget. Bridget and kitten.
Here, let me just use the free camera to try to find the stink bug.
Brian, it's dead.
It's not fucking dead, John. They're resilient. They survived millions of years of war.
It's not dead. It's crawling on the wall.
Ah, fuck.
Ah! No! 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 Nope! 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 Nope!
Fuck you!
Damn it! I need something heavier. I will kill you with a knife. I want to use this knife. Hang on.
Hey, Jordan. How's it going?
It's fine, guys.
It's pretty good, Lucas.
Oh, he's moving.
How's it going for you?
You know, just kicking it.
Yeah. How about just you and me, like, send off? Let's just you and me end it.
All right. So if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to go check them all out at youtube.com/frontpagetech.
And if you want to listen to audio, you can find it anywhere podcasts are available.
iTunes, Google Play, wherever.
We're just not Spotify.
We would tell you to go to our site, but it's currently still being worked on, frontpagetech.net, sure. That is.
For like, what, 3 months now?
Yeah, probably. We're still working on a lot of stuff, but, you know, that's how it's got to be. You can find John at John_Prosser. You can find Brian at
BShoop with 4 O's. I'm just the camera guy.
He's got it.
Oh, cool.
Jordan, where they can find you.
Oh my god! Josh! He grabbed it with a pair of pliers! Holy fuck, that's awful!
Oh my god.
ASPCA might actually come for this one.
It's just a stink bug.
You got it.
Did you close out?
Jordan, go ahead.
Jordan Zero, Zero.
That's awful.
Or, if you like photography, you can go to jordanbrown.photography. Yeah. Yeah, shameless
and
plug.
You can find me on Twitter at Lucas Cyprian.
Good.
And apparently, maybe we'll make a Twitter account for that stink bug.
Yeah. Any last words, stink bug? Okay. Have a good week, everybody.
See you later.
Later.